I believe it's important for us to get to a vote on this extended unemployment benefits, and I believe there's certain people that are unemployed right now that need those benefits, and so maybe offer some types of revisions in the unemployment benefit law, maybe for next year that might we might be able to find some savings so that we could free this money up this session.
Savings in unemployment or in other places?
Well, you know, could be in either one. Yeah. I'm just trying to get him off of filibuster and see if there's anything that we can do to alleviate some of his concerns and then get to a vote on the unemployment benefits bill.
Have you seen any indication he's even interested in getting off of his position?
You know, I haven't, but I've been told by some other senators that some of the others that were joining him in a filibuster were interested in moving off of a filibuster and allowing a vote on the bill.
Are you hearing much from constituents? Are you hearing much from people who are losing their unemployment benefits, assuming they can still afford a phone bill?
I have been here just last week. We've received quite a few emails and phone calls to my office about the desire for us to move forward on the unemployment benefit bill.
Haven't you already created an administrative nightmare, though, by if you enacted it now with no emergency clause? People in August would have to transaction, have all kinds of thousands of transactions processed for all those back weeks.
I don't know if it's a nightmare. I don't know enough about the particulars to know that that's the case. And obviously, I would like to have come to vote much earlier than we are today. But I still think it's important enough to try to put forth the effort to see if we can move him off a filibuster.
If you could get to a vote, how many people on this floor do you think would support that?
I think we'd have enough votes to pass the measure.
With an emergency clause?
I'm not certain, but I'm hopeful that we would have enough to pass it. Yes.
So next week you're going to try to do this?
I'm going to talk to him hopefully here in just within the hour. So. We believe that it still could bring some help to people who need it.
Is this so immediate that you haven't even really started trying to figure out how to get the the supplemental bill through? The budget's over here now. The regular budget. It's dependent
right
on that money to get to be in balance.
Oh, you're talking about the education money and the Medicaid money.
Yeah. Well, the education money in House Bill
15. Sure.
I don't have to
vote on that today, though. I mean,
right.
And we are. We've had discussions earlier in the week, just informal discussions among a couple senators about budget issues,
mm-hmm.
And so those are ongoing.
Is there anything important enough to do a previous question against a member of your own party?
Well, I mean, obviously, we have the responsibility to come forth with a budget, and so, I've got to believe that at the end of the day that we can take care of matters without a previous question. But I've never been opposed to using the previous question. I don't want to make it a habit, but there are some things that would warrant using it.
A couple of weeks ago.
Hopefully we won't have to. But.
A couple of weeks ago, there was some reluctance expressed against using it against a member of your own party. Does that mean you've changed your attitude a little bit?
Oh, I don't. Did I ever say that I had a reluctance? I think maybe Senator Dempsey.
Yeah.
I think he has a stronger aversion to using the PQ than I've got. But, you'll have to ask him about it. I just think there's some issues after they've been vetted and fully debated and argued out, and where you have a situation where you have a responsibility to pass things, why you need to come to a vote and get it done.
What's your initial reaction to that House map?